Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Chaos ensuing at the Capitol. Four people dead after rioters stormed the halls of Congress. It took hours and hours, but finally the National Guard arrived. And boy, this is something that was like a scene from a movie. Shocking to see the videos and the photos from all that chaos there. And the mob chasing one officer in particular. I kept seeing that video over and over again. He was just backing away. And that's kind of what it looked like to me. And it led to, unfortunately, so many others, as we have been this beacon of democracy, so many others in so many countries where they have banana republics looking at us like, what is going on? Worried for America, worried about Americans and what continues to happen as a result of all the discontentment and heartache and frustration. And now it has really, really spilled over in a way I thought I never, ever would see again. And it was really honestly a day where it was going to be about Georgia and what's happening in Georgia and what's happening with the runoff race there, and do we see the balance of power shift or not, because it was so tight, which, by the way, the two Democrats won. But it turned out to not be about that. It turned out to be about the Capitol being overrun and lawmakers hiding for cover in offices, you know, etc. I believe in peaceful protests. There's no question about that. I understand frustration, and I am all about people exercising their rights. But I listened to something that Sean Hannity said, and I agree with him on this, where he condemned the Capitol violence, and he defended the peaceful rallygoers. And I would say, I would add my name to that. You should have the right to protest, absolutely. But to do what was done to our nation's capital, that was just dead damn wrong. You cannot believe in people vandalizing the Capitol and attacking the men and women in law enforcement, the Capitol Police. The fact that they found some pipe bombs, there were some other things that were found as well. Very, very scary, scary stuff to see that happening. There's so much more that we're going to dig into this hour. And I invite you to throw in your two cents about our democracy and how divided are we in America, and how do we come together? I mean, with all this isolation because of COVID-19, that's another thing you can heap on it. It's been that kind of a 2020 swinging into 2021. You can also send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. More details about the goings on in Washington D.C. coming up throughout the throughout this hour. Let's go to Pete in Texas. Pete, how are you?
Let me ask you a question. Back in the olden days, was I correct about the CDC when we were having the immigration problem?
Yes.
Okay. The criminals are going to run the prison now. Let me think of how I want to put this without going to prison.
Great. You're in your undisclosed bunker.
I'm available for rallies. It's crazy. That was a diversion today, I'm sure. And it's time. You've always heard the guns, gold, and groceries.
Yeah.
Well, America, it's time.
Yeah, you think this is it? We're on the verge of civil war.
We're dangerous. dangerously close.
I think we're dangerously close, too. I mean, I've talked to people all along the spectrum, Pete, and they think it. Even people who won't say it.
I don't know about everybody else, but before January the 21st, I'm pulling all my investments and getting gold.
All right, there you go. I think that a lot of people feel the same way, that what's going to happen to the monetary system, what's going to happen, period, across the board.
Get your money out before the taxes go up.
We live in scary times, that's for sure. All right, Pete, thanks for joining us. Next week, of course, we'll be doing that fun thing that we do to alleviate everything else that's going on in our world.
Let's
our playoff nailed the score. No kidding. Thanks,
what
Pete.
What a cluster. Later.
What a cluster. What a cluster. That's true. You know, it's interesting what Pete says. There are a lot of people that are saying that. There are a lot of people that are saying, you know, hey, get ready. Be prepared for what could unfold. I think that without a doubt, after seeing what we saw on the Capitol and the fact that there were other protests, by the way, which were peaceful around the nation, but people that were protesting for sure. I mean, there's no question to watch the windows being smashed in the Capitol building and people walking through, storming the barriers, breaking into the complex. I don't know why, because I've been to the Capitol so many times, because I've walked around the building, because I've seen the Capitol police out there, armed to the teeth, except for I'm one person waiting to go in and meet a congressperson, and I have clearance, and I'm watching this, but I'm not in a group of hundreds of people. And then you look at the size of what is there in the Capitol, and there's no way that they could stop that mob. And in our first hour, we had the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, on, and he said, you know, when you look at security, and he was, when he was in Congress, that was one of the things that he was charged with, looking at the security of the Capitol Police, all of that. He said, what were they going to do? Fire on the crowds, can you imagine? And already with this divided country and then this riot unfolding, that would just be one more flashpoint. And already four people in the end died, including one woman who was shot. And there's very scant details about her, but from what I understand, she was protesting, but she was a former Air Force vet. That's the only thing I know, and she was unarmed, and she was shot by the Capitol Police, but she was part of the melee of trying to smash in to get into the chamber. And other than that, like I said, the details there are very, very slim, even in talking to people who are there on the Hill. So it's really quite sad to see the chaos, to see what happened, and then to look ahead and think, okay, where do we go from here? How do we move forward with this? Because people are obviously angry and people are disheartened, and we couldn't be more pulled in more directions than you can imagine. We couldn't be further apart politically and in so many other areas too, I think, across the country. And then COVID adds to that, the whole pandemic and the vaccine and masking and what's happening. Aye, aye, aye. All right, coming up next, Mitch McConnell. What did he say and how he flipped big time on the Senate floor?
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
New Year's Eve marks a fresh start and a new beginning. And with that in mind, Kia Motors America is ringing in the arrival of 2021 with a massive New Year's celebration. The party started in early December when the all-new Kia Sorento SUV embarked on a coast-to-coast tour of the U.S. with a mission to deliver the iconic 2021 New Year's Eve numerals to Times Square. National Geographic documented the journey entitled The World's First Storytelling Machine, capturing inspirational stories along the way. And as the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, Kia will help honor frontline workers in Times Square on New Year's Eve. James Bell, Director, Corporate Communications, Kia Motors America.
To recognize and thank them for their hard work and dedication, Kia will transport frontline workers and their families so they can safely experience the thrill of New Year's Eve in Times Square. The families will be shuttled to and from Times Square in a fleet of Kia Sorento and Telluride SUVs.
For more, visit Kia.com.
Nation shaken to its core, as many would say. Congress right now keeps counting electoral votes. A joint session continues to affirm the Biden victory with the electoral count, which they had the sealed envelopes, if you will, from all the various states. There was an objection when they got to Pennsylvania, and seven senators voted to sustain the objection against the Pennsylvania electoral votes, and they voted on the Pennsylvania objection and et cetera, and they deliberate and then they move on from that. There was an objection to Nevada's electoral results that objected due to a senator not joining the effort, and so we knew this was part of it, and that was what was going to happen earlier in the debate during the day, but then that was interrupted by the violence that ensued, and four people dead as a result, and the Capitol really a mess in some areas because of a lot of the damage that was done. Senate Majority Leader for now in the Senate, Republican Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, had this to say.
We're debating a step that has never been taken in American history. Whether Congress should overrule the voters and overturn a presidential election. I've served 36 years in the Senate. This will be the most important vote I've ever cast. President Trump claims the election was stolen. The assertions range from specific local allegations to constitutional arguments to sweeping conspiracy theories. I supported the president's right to use the legal system dozens of lawsuits, received hearings in courtrooms all across our country. But over and over, the courts rejected these claims, including all-star judges whom the president himself has nominated. Every election, we know, features some illegality and irregularity, and of course, that's unacceptable. I support strong state-led voting reforms. Last year's bizarre pandemic procedures must not become the new norm. But my colleagues, nothing before us proves illegality anywhere near the massive scale that would have tipped the entire election. Nor can public doubt alone justify a radical break when the doubt itself was incited without any evidence.
All right, so you heard what Mitch McConnell said. He backed the president, and that, yes, there are things that happen in the election, the irregularities, they always do, and it shouldn't be tolerated, but that he now had a part company with the president and what was not going to happen on his watch in the Capitol. And then Mike Pence, of course, drew the ire of the president, who was hoping that his vice president would be the one to overturn, which is exactly what Mitch McConnell was referring to, what those election results were. So here's what the VP had to say.
We condemn the violence that took place here in the strongest possible terms. We condemn the violence that took place here in the strongest possible terms. We grieve the loss of life in these hallowed halls, as well as the injuries suffered by those who defended our Capitol today. And we will always be grateful to the men and women who stayed at their posts to defend this historic place. To those who wreaked havoc in our Capitol today, you did not win. Violence never wins. Freedom wins. And this is still the people's house. And as we reconvene in this chamber, the world will again witness the resilience and strength of our democracy. For even in the wake of unprecedented violence and vandalism at this Capitol, the elected representatives of the people of the United States have assembled again on the very same day to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. So may God bless the lost, the injured, and the heroes forged on this day. May God bless all who serve here and those who protect this place. And may God bless the United States of America. Let's get back to work.
All right, and so that with that, that's exactly what's happening at the Capitol. And earlier in the day, Trump told his supporters who were there to then march on the Capitol that if Mike Pence does the right thing, we win the election. But what Pence did, he wrote a letter to members of Congress before he gaveled in the joint session of Congress, before the attack really on the Capitol. And he said, it is my considered judgment that my oath to support and defend the Constitution constrains me from claiming unilateral authority to determine which electoral votes should be counted and which should not. So he was reassuring them before that even happened. And I think the president was hoping that there would be a different result with Mike Pence, who has definitely been his right-hand guy, no question about it. And he tweeted his disapproval of Pence after he went back to the White House after speaking to the group that then was marching down to the Capitol. And he said Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution, giving states a chance to certify a correct set of facts, not the fraudulent or inaccurate ones, which they were asked to previously certify. And again, this is the tweet. He said the USA demands the truth. The Constitution does clearly say that the vice president's role in the joint session is just ceremonial. It's your, I mean, you are like the master of the ceremony. This is a ceremonial thing. So I think the president, who is, was just consumed with anger over Pence's action, that's where so much of the attention, while things were unfolding, I think that's where so much of the attention was about Pence. Pence, who was very devoted to Trump, I think a lot of that attention was going in that direction. So Pence was ushered out of the Senate chamber to a secure location when the protesters, right when they were breaching the building. And then others also were in either in the basement, or they went to offices or that kind of thing, as all of that violence and destruction and whatnot was happening at the Capitol. Pence tweeted out, "The violence and destruction taking place must stop, and it must stop now. Anyone involved must respect law enforcement officers and immediately leave the building." And boy, for hours and hours and hours this went on. I think during the day, with so many people working from home, I can only imagine how many people were watching in shock, were watching as what was unfolding at the Capitol, and that it was just so surreal, or too real, perhaps, is a better way to put that. And the fact that, you know, now it's a question of where do we go from here, and what does the... what do we do? What do the people in this nation do? Are we coming together, or are we getting torn apart in more directions? I hope, my hope is, and I say this all the time on the show, is why can't we be reasonable? Why can't we have mega differences but still get along, still find some common ground? And I think we're beyond that in so many cases, sadly. And the question about are we going to hit a civil war is a valid one to sadly ask. Coming up, we still have the mailbag, but what did Donald Trump, the president, have to say that got him kicked off of Twitter? And how about President-elect Joe Biden? Their takes coming up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A joint session of Congress had continued the counting of the Electoral College vote. Both the House and Senate returned to the Capitol Wednesday night, hours after a crowd of protesters stormed the building earlier in the day. Debates were held in both chambers over an objection to Arizona's electoral votes, but that objection was voted down by both houses. Another objection was later raised over Pennsylvania's votes by Representative Scott Perry and Senator Josh Hawley. The Senate has returned to their chambers, and debate over the objection has begun in both houses. D.C. Metropolitan Police say four people died during the breach at the Capitol. One woman who was shot by Capitol Police inside the building died of her injuries, along with three others who died of medical emergencies in the area. Police officials say they've arrested at least 52 people, most of those related to curfew violations. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has declared a state of emergency in the district for the next 15 days. That allows her to call a curfew through at least Inauguration Day. This is USA Radio News. The Health and Human Services Secretary is pushing states to pick up the speed of their vaccination programs. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Trump administration says they have delivered 20 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine to all 50 states and U.S. territories. Speaking with reporters, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is urging states to move as quickly as possible rather than leave vaccines sitting in freezers.
We've been examining the challenges that might have slowed the ramp up of administrations over the last several weeks. We're taking immediate action, and we're laying out ways for states to speed up administration even more.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Georgia Senate race between incumbent Republican Senator David Perdue and Democratic challenger John Ossoff has been called for Ossoff, with all precincts reporting Ossoff held about a 33,000-vote lead over Perdue. The win essentially gives Democrats control of the Senate. Both parties hold 50 seats, with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris holding the tying vote. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I know you pain. I know you hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
At this hour, our democracy is under unprecedented assault. Let me be very clear. The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not reflect a true America. It's not protest. It's insurrection, like so many other Americans. I am genuinely shocked and saddened that our nation, so long the beacon of light and hope for democracy, has come to such a dark moment. I call on President Trump to go on national television now to fulfill his oath and defend the Constitution and demand an end to this siege. But today's reminder, a painful one, that democracy is fragile. Through war and strife, America's endured much. And we will endure here, and we will prevail again, and we'll prevail now.
All right, so that's the president-elect. Before that, Donald Trump, what he put out on Twitter. and some of the fallout of this for the president, as far as social media, it's interesting because what Twitter has said is that the president violated its civic integrity and violent threat policies. Instagram also blocked the president for 24 hours. So that happens, especially on Twitter. They're saying if this goes through the night and if it comes back again after 12 hours and there aren't a few things removed, then there would be a permanent suspension. So it's interesting because the violent protests erupt on Capitol Hill during that joint session of Congress, again certifying the results of the presidential election. And I don't think anyone expected this to happen, even with protests. So the Twitter rules jumped into effect on the prez, and it's odd because when you're looking for reaction, I mean, it's odd that it's sort of like all quiet, because when you're looking for reaction from Donald Trump, that's where you get it. And with Joe Biden, he did a he just did a moment where he spoke, maybe a couple of minutes, I guess, all together, and talked about the breach on the Hill and talked about peaceful protests, and that wasn't peaceful protests. And I think clearly this is what everybody agrees on. It was not peaceful protests. As I mentioned before, listening to Sean Hannity, he condemned the violence. I'm condemning the violence. I think everybody's condemning the violent part of it. And the fact is that people were arrested, but most were arrested for violating the curfew. The curfew was 6 o'clock Eastern, and that's what a lot of the arrests were for. What about what happened in this melee? How this is investigated and what comes out of this will be interesting, including the security of our Capitol. So the Senate is right now approving the Pennsylvania electoral vote. I talked about that earlier, and it's the last challenge of the night, and then it's about certifying the election as they move through that. And, you know, the chaos and the anarchy needed to be stopped, and boy, did it need to be stopped sooner than it was. And this is part of the problem. I mean, the National Guard finally securing the Capitol, but it took so long, and it was shocking to see those images of, you know, grenades going off, those flash grenades, and you'd see tear gas, and then there were people climbing up the side of the Capitol. Wow. And it's really shaken up so many people in watching this and just being shocked to see that unfold and not realize what, you know, how deep this had gone, and seeing the chaos unfold on television all afternoon long and into the early evening with this stunning event. And, you know, you had guns out, windows smashed, and basically our hallowed halls of power turned into what you could describe as a battlefield. It absolutely, it was very tense, and you could see that tension in some of those photographs and videos that were released of those pointed guns and lawmakers with gas masks on and protesters smashing windows. And it was a crowd that was out of control. And this was inside the domed U.S. Capitol building. You know, images that emerge are sometimes things you would never see. I mean, they initially were out of the view of cameras. So then you could see it all. I mean, you saw blue flags. You saw people storming the building, ending the debate. You saw the legislators with the gas masks on, protecting themselves against the tear gas. You saw people fleeing. You saw protesters moving in pretty quickly. You saw some protesters occupying the office of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, you know, sitting at a desk. There was one photograph, I think, that's been widely shared all over the place. And Mike Gallagher, a Republican lawmaker, of course, military vet, he said he hadn't seen anything like that since he was deployed to Iraq. And the idea was, okay, trying to stop Congress from officially certifying Joe Biden's election victory, but with all the legal challenges that were mounted that were thwarted, and some of them by Republican judges, there was no place else. I mean, there was no place to go. And I think the last Hail Mary was, of course, to the Vice President Mike Pence, who was merely presiding, though, over the ceremony, and said he had no constitutional leeway, and that the rules, as I've mentioned, were very, very clear about that. So the supporters did intervene and derailed the proceedings for a very long time, bringing democracy to a halt. I mean, that's what I would say. The mobs, you know, moving up and down the hallways, and there was no question there was a massive interruption. And then I think the prevailing thought was that we're just going to get through this. If we have to stay all night, we're going to make sure that we take these votes and we go through what we would have done earlier in the day. And, you know, there are many people who are representatives, whether in Congress or even in the Senate, who served in the military, and it was interesting to see their points of view. Now, the other thing that is going on is this idea that the president will the president stay? Is there a mission to remove him? There's been all these rumors. There's been calls that have been escalating for that to happen. And you think of, okay, how many weeks left in this term? 13 days really left in the president's term. But the whispers are there are considerations of drastic steps. And what would they be? I mean, how much time, with that much time left, there's not much time. So censure, impeachment again, the 25th Amendment. I think that's a long toss for those who want to see that happen. That doesn't reach the intended receiver. I can't imagine. I think some Republicans are furious with the president for what they feel is the attack on American democracy and what's happening to the party and what's going to happen to the Republican Party, you know, as a result of that. I know there are people that are enraged with the Republican Party and not happy with many of the Republicans in the party. And then you wonder, is there going to be some kind of a split again? Are we going to see that or not? So there's certainly a lot of questions. And 2 weeks more, what happens as we go through the transfer of power? What does that look like? And bottom line is, I don't know. I don't see any House or Senate Republican leaders going at all for censure or impeachment. It doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't make any sense as the timeline for that to happen. So I don't see that. But let's watch and look at what the reaction ultimately is, because I think there is absolutely pressure there, pressure to make something happen. You had plenty of thoughts, including, oh, yeah, we're still in the pandemic and COVID numbers. We're hitting the mailbag next. You can always throw in your 2 cents, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
New Year's Eve marks a fresh start and a new beginning. And with that in mind, Kia Motors America is ringing in the arrival of 2021 with a massive New Year's celebration. The party started in early December when the all-new Kia Sorento SUV embarked on a coast-to-coast tour of the U.S. with a mission to deliver the iconic 2021 New Year's Eve numerals to Times Square. National Geographic documented the journey entitled The World's First Storytelling Machine, capturing inspirational stories along the way. And as the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, Kia will help honor frontline workers in Times Square on New Year's Eve. James Bell, Director, Corporate Communications, Kia Motors America.
To recognize and thank them for their hard work and dedication, Kia will transport frontline workers and their families so they can safely experience the thrill of New Year's Eve in Times Square. The families will be shuttled to and from Times Square in a fleet of Kia Sorento and Telluride SUVs.
For more, visit Kia.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's dig in the mailbag. Hey, hey, everybody. Believe it or not, we still are in the middle of that pandemic. Oh, that's right. There was chaos, rioting, craziness, insanity that was happening to our democracy. So we got distracted a bit. Yes, there is the pandemic. And Mac Attack says, Kate Delaney, what's happening with COVID, the vaccines, the variant, and the numbers who have died? Please, please tell me the recovery number. I, like you, am rooting is much higher. Well, it's going up, but it's not. I wouldn't call it much higher. Of the 21.4 million cases, 361 people have died in the United States. That's according to Johns Hopkins. That's their data. Worldwide, 1.88 million people have died. Total cases, 87.2 million. The recovery number just shy of 49 million, almost 49 million. We're seeing a lot of surges in a lot of different areas. Arizona is a hot spot. Oh, my heart. Arizona having a tough time with beds and people who are testing positive. The same in many other areas, of course, but they're just seeing big numbers shoot up. The rollout with the vaccine, there were supposed to be so many more, 20 million that would be vaccinated before the end of the year. That didn't happen, so we flipped the page. That's the past. Moving forward, there is a plan to accelerate a way to distribute the vaccine through pharmacies in your area, wherever you are. Look to the counties, et cetera, as to how, if you want to get vaccinated, how that is going to be dispersed. For example, near me, a pharmacy, grocery store, doctor's office. There's also bigger, like a small arena where they're going to do a drive-through vaccination program. But then it's how many doses and what phase you're in. And while that's going on, since you asked me for the whole enchilada Mac attack, the CDC is talking about the mutant variant of the coronavirus spreading in the U.S., that maybe it's only a small fraction of infections, but it shows that it's spreading and it's becoming more significant, and I think it's going to be more significant in the next couple of weeks. And there's about 50 different cases at this point. And then, of course, there's discussions about the shots of the vaccine, how they're administered, and the doses, and how many doses remain, and all of that. All right, now we move to George, who is listening to us in New Orleans. George says, hey, little lady. I love it. Hey, little lady. Hey, little lady. I've been listening to your show now for 6 months. I enjoy it. I like the way you bop around because I'm tired of hearing the same old good old boys saying the same damn thing all day long. Your take on the stimulus, do you think the checks will get bigger and there'll be another round of stimulus? Well, I do. But did you get your, second one. So did you get the $600 if you were eligible for it? And now they're talking about the $2,000 to come out again, like quickly, to have that happen with now the shift in power, because Mitch McConnell was blocking that. He's part of the block of the $2,000, you know, et cetera. But what's going to be interesting is for some people, this is just a little bit weird twist in it. The, you know, this was based on your 2019 tax return. So, I mean, things could have changed, maybe for the better for a few people. But for 2019, that's what they based the stimulus on. The second stimulus payment, unless I think you had it set up through your bank, is based, you don't get your $600. It just seems like a pittance compared to other things that we're hearing. And it is, but it's something, a little bit of something of nothing. But you won't get that until you file your 2020 tax return. So that's bad for a lot of people that are just could use that, whether it's buying groceries or whatever. They've paid out about 68% of the payments. So millions of people getting the $600 through direct deposit or a check in the mail. Some are waiting, and then others won't get the money until they file the tax return, because now we're in another, you know, the 2020 tax season. And so that has to happen. Wow. Oh, that would be so frustrating. Somebody who really, really, really needs that. We go to this one from, I don't think I have ever taken one, from Greta in Oregon. Greta in Oregon, Kate, I'm so disgusted by what's happened in our nation's capital. I will tell you that I voted for Donald Trump twice. I'm tired of the same old politics as usual. Friends were giving me a lot of guff for the second time around, not the first time around, but I certainly don't condone violence, and I think it's embarrassing, it's sad, and depressing to watch people just, in the face of everything else, climb the walls of the Capitol and scurry to break windows, get in, wave Trump 2020 flags, wear MAGA hats, and basically scare the legislators out of the chambers, and then to have no way to really protect everybody. I can only imagine what those tense moments were like for the people on the Hill, and then the Capitol Police. And then my question is, for the Capitol Police, what could have been done differently? Well, so there's two sides to that. So first, you are saying, yes, I support the president. This is terrible what happened with this extremist. This makes you sad, etc. Thinking that it was going to be a peaceful protest is what I'll just assume. And eventually calm was restored, but not for hours and hours after that happened. And then you switch gears and ask about the Capitol Police. Well, there's people that are saying, look, how did this fail happen? And how were people not aware of the arrival of any protesters, right? Because there were thousands that were coming. I mean, you know, these are thousands of supporters who are gathering to hear the president who was defeated and who was bemoaning the election results and wanted, you know, and was looking to his support group, and they were coming to Washington. So how was there not more security, I guess, that's the question. And the Capitol Police they're only so big, right? It's not a small army. It's not the National Guard, and they were overrun. And one person was killed inside the Capitol. A woman was killed inside the Capitol. So even after all that, I think the idea was they didn't want to have that happen. The barricades that were set up by an understaffed police force didn't work, and the Capitol was swarmed. And it disrupted the certification of President-elect Joe Biden's election and forced the evacuation of Vice President Mike Pence and the other lawmakers that were there. So I think there's been a lot of questions about security and how they weren't aware of it. And they let protesters flood the building and some getting into the House chamber. And you had one guy even that was sitting at the dais while another one was in Nancy Pelosi's office. And boy, all those videos, they were all over social media. All over the place. All right, let's move to this one. This one is from Jake in Austin. And Jake in Austin says, Kate, I'm beginning to think that it might have been better to have a king. No, I'm just kidding. We did overthrow a king a long time ago, didn't we? I am a longtime Republican, and I'm so sad by watching this party be fractured, saying one thing, doing another, and then watching what unfolded at the Capitol. I was so distracted I could barely do my job today. But I think we'll prevail because Americans are good people, and even if we're politically different, I believe we can all come together again. Perfect to end that on. Perfect email. I believe we can all come together again too, Jake. Let's hope. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show, and do keep the faith. America is great and will be great and continue to be that way if we all stick together.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.